How could a young boy's snack turn into a feast for around 2,000 people? Listen today as Pastor Jeff Shreve explains.
Now remember this about the kid's lunch. All he had was five little biscuit-type things, a barley bread, and two sardines. As long as it was in his hand, it was a little. He gave it to Andrew. When it was in Andrew's hands, still little. But then Andrew gave it to Jesus, and when little goes into the hands of Jesus, it becomes much. See, little becomes much when you place it all in Jesus' hands. What do you have in your hands? See, a lot of people say, well, you know, I don't have much. Jeff, I'm not a person that has much wealth. I just have a little. I'm not a person who has much ability. I just have a little. I'm not a person who can do this, that, and the other. I can just do a little. And when you keep it in your hand, your little remains little.
He can heal every scar.
This is From His Heart with Dr. Jeff Shreve. I'm Larry Nobles, and today, part two of a lesson from Friday that'll challenge us to trust God with everything in our lives and watch Him respond with incredible blessings. We're continuing to study what Jeff has called the Super Bowl of Miracles, since it's the only miracle that is mentioned in all of the four Gospels. This lesson is from Jeff's series called It's All About Jesus, an 8-message series that we're airing this month, and it's one of our thank you gifts for your support to From His Heart. I'll tell you more about that later, or you can go online for details at fromhisheart.org. But first, we'll do a little catching up from last time and continue with today's lesson called In the Hands of God. Here again is Jeff Shreve.
What can we learn from the miracle of the loaves and the fish? Three important lessons. Lesson number one, Jesus has a heart for people. Look what it says in Mark's gospel about this event. And when he went ashore, he saw a great multitude, and he felt compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Jesus hurts for people. People who are going through a hard time, people who are struggling, people who cried themselves to sleep this week. Jesus knows, and Jesus has compassion for you. He has a heart for you. He feels for you. So that's the very first lesson that we learn as this miracle unfolds. Jesus cares about people, has a heart for people. Lesson number two, Jesus wants people to grow spiritually. Watch what happens. So he's been teaching all day. He's been healing all day. The disciples say, send the multitudes away. And then Jesus said, no, you give them something to eat. We're not going to send them away. And then in verse 5, he says to Philip, who was from this area, from Bethsaida, he says, where are we to buy bread that these may eat? And this he was saying to test him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do. And so Philip just looked at it outwardly. And he said, this situation is impossible. Where are we to buy bread that these may eat? What kind of a question is that, Lord? No way. This is impossible. Because he did like so many of us do. He just saw everything in the natural. But in this situation, Philip failed the test. Every question from the Lord is a test of faith. And every test is designed, watch this, it's designed to stretch your faith. To stretch your faith. God puts you in situations and he puts me in situations to stretch us. Now, remember this, Philip and the rest of the disciples, they have been with the Lord now for 2.5 years. Jesus had about a 3.5 year ministry, and it's gonna be a year he's gonna go to the cross. So 2.5 years, they have seen him cleanse the leper. They have seen him heal the sick. They've seen him raise the dead. They saw him on the stormy sea stretch out his hands and say, hush, be still, and the whole sea became silent. They have seen him do so much, but now they're talking about 20,000 people. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, Jesus can raise the dead. He can cleanse the leper. But let's get real here. We got a lot of people here, 20,000 people. Now, if we have in our audience today, let's just say round numbers, we have 2,000 people. So you take it and multiply it by 10. And that's how many people are in his crowd. and those people want to eat. And it's like, wow. And so Philip is just scratching his head saying, this situation is impossible. There ain't no way we can buy bread to feed all these people. I don't even think this town has that much bread. If you took all the bread from this little town, you couldn't get enough bread to feed this many people. Every test is designed to stretch our faith. Genesis chapter 18, the Lord says this, is anything too difficult for the Lord? Anything? 20,000 hungry people, is that too difficult for the Lord? A broken marriage, is that too difficult for the Lord? A life that is in the pigsty, like the prodigal son's was, is that too difficult for the Lord? A hopeless addiction, is that too difficult for the Lord? Finances that are drowning in red ink, is that too difficult for the Lord? There's nothing too difficult for the Lord. You know, when God gave that phrase, is anything too, to that question, is anything too difficult to the Lord? He gave it to Abraham and Sarah when he promised them a son, and she's 89 years old and she's never had a son and she's barren and she's gone through menopause and it ain't gonna happen for her. And she laughs when God says you're gonna have a son. She laughed. And the Lord said to Abraham, why is she laughing? She said, I didn't laugh. Well, yeah, you did. You laughed. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? Do you think I can't do this? God says. Hey, what do you have in your life that you say, Lord, I don't think you can do this? God will put you in a situation to stretch you, to show you, to grow you, to help you see that He can do anything. I've told you this before, I'll tell you it again. The greater the problem, the greater the opportunity for God to work a greater miracle. That's why you consider it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. So this whole situation, Jesus is using this to test the disciples, to grow the disciples, to stretch the disciples. Because Jesus, not only does He have a heart for people, but He wants to see people grow. And then lesson number three, Jesus wants people to trust Him with all they've got. Trust Him with all they've got. Now, this is what happens in our story, verse 8. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to Him, well, hey, Jesus, there's a lad here. Doesn't even get a name, just a lad, just some kid. There's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are these for so many people? You know, Jesus, we went through the crowd and we were trying to see what we could find, and this is what we found. We found a little kid with a little snack supper and 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but I'm kind of embarrassed to even tell you that's what we found. I mean, what's that? That's nothing. Now, remember this about the kid's lunch. We think of 5 loaves. We think, that guy, he came prepared. He's got 2 fish as big as a whole napkin, and then he's got 5 loaves of bread. I mean, who can eat a loaf of bread by himself? But that's not what he had. He had 2 little sardines and these little cake-looking things, probably half the size of a tortilla, and they would be about as thick as your thumb. That's when he's talking about barley bread. That's what he had. And see, this was enough for like a snack supper for this kid. And the fish that they used back then were is sardines. They would almost be like a relish that they'd put on, almost like something that you would rub on the bread to give it some moisture so that you could get it to go down. When I was in the Philippines, a lot of times they would have rice and they would put a little meat, very little, but with just kind of broth, meat broth on that to flavor the rice. And really the staple item that the people eat in the Philippines is rice. And the staple item that the people ate in Israel at that time was bread. And barley bread was the cheapest of bread. It was coarse bread. It was the bread that they fed the animals. I mean, somebody that had means, they wouldn't eat barley bread. Well, this kid, he was a poor kid, and all he had was 5 little biscuit-type things, a barley bread, and 2 sardines. He had, we'd all agree, little. And listen, this is important. Little always remains little when it stays in your hands. What do you have in your hands? See, a lot of people say, well, you know, I don't have much. Jeff, I'm not a person that has much wealth. I just have a little. I'm not a person who has much ability. I just have a little. I'm not a person who can do this, that, and the other. I can just do a little. And when you keep it in your hand, your little remains little. Little kid, the lad, he just had a little. As long as it was in his hand, it was a little. He gave it to Andrew. Andrew, the disciple. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. When it was in Andrew's hands, still little. But then Andrew gave it to Jesus. And when little goes into the hands of Jesus, it becomes much. See, little becomes much when you place it all, emphasis on all, in Jesus' hands. All of it. Now, the kid could have said, well, you know, I got 5 loaves and 2 fish. I'm willing to give a couple of loaves. I'm willing to share a fish. And that way, I'll just have 3 loaves and a fish. And that's really not very much. But hey, I'm willing to give some. If Jesus, I guess he's hungry, I'll give him 2 loaves and a fish. And I'm going to give him a little bit of my little. No, he didn't do that. He gave all of his little. And little becomes much when you place it all in Jesus' hands. Jesus said to Andrew in Matthew chapter 14, verse 18, bring them here to me. You have this stuff that you say, what good is this? Why did I even tell you I had this, Lord? Because it doesn't mean a thing compared to the need. Bring it to me. Well, why do you want it? Bring it to me because I'm going to do a miracle with it. And I can do what you can't do. And when it goes from your hands and you're willing to bring it all and put it in the hands of God, it is amazing what God will do with your little. Do you remember the story of Moses? When God called Moses at the burning bush and God begins to tell Moses, hey, I'm going to use you to deliver my people. And Moses, you know, he has all these, oh, how can I do this? And what are they, how am I going to do? They're going to ask me who sent me. I don't even know your name. And God says, I am that I am. You tell them I am sent you. And they have this long conversation. And God says to Moses during that conversation, he said, hey, Moses, what's in your hand? Moses said, what's in my hand? It's my staff, my shepherd's staff. That's what's in my hand. God says, throw it down. Throw it down. He said, throw it down. Well, God, I don't have much. I have my cloak and I have my staff and I really don't want to throw it down. I mean, this is all I got. I'm going to hold on to my staff. It's like a friend to me. It's there. If I'm in trouble, I can beat dogs and things off with it. So, well, I really don't want to throw it down. You don't need it, Lord. You're God. You don't need my staff. God says, throw it down. And so Moses threw it down. And when he threw it down, it becomes a serpent. Yikes. Moses said, I never knew there was a serpent in my staff. But there was. And then God says, pick it up. And he picks it back up again and it becomes a staff. But now it's a different kind of staff. It's called now the staff of God. Moses gave it to the Lord. The Lord took the snake out of it and gave it back to Moses. And now it's the staff of God. And it's the very staff God told Moses, stretch it out over the Red Sea. And through that staff and through Moses' faith, he parted the Red Sea. It's the same staff that Moses used to go up on the mountain when they were fighting Amalek. And he raised up the staff of God and he had Aaron and Hur hold up his arms and he prayed. And as his arms stayed up and the staff of God was up, Joshua and the Israelites won a great victory. The staff of God. Hey, what's in your hand? You say, well, it's nothing. It's just 5 loaves and 2 fish. It's nothing. It's just my staff. I don't really have anything here. The need is so great. God says, give me what you have and let me use what you have and quit nickel and diming me with what you have. Don't look at your 5 loaves and 2 fish and say, well, what can I afford here? I can afford this. In this, but I'm holding on to this. We do that with money all the time. It's sick how we are with money. Did you know that money is the thing that people worship? More than anything else, they worship money. That God says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up for you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing so that you can't even contain it. But we don't bring the whole tithe. What do? We say, well, you know, the whole tithe, that's 10% of my earnings. And the whole tithe, no, that can't be right. You know what I'm going to do because I'm generous? I'm going to put 10 bucks in the offering plate. How much did you make this month? Well, I had a good month. I made $10,000. I think I should put 10 bucks in the offering plate. And that's how we do. We nickel and dime God. We give him little bits. And we say, God, I hope you can do a bunch with the little droppings that I gave you. Hey, give it all to him and see what he does. Give it all to him. Little becomes much when you place it all in Jesus' hands. That's what the kid did. Now watch what the Lord does. He gets this. The 5 loaves and 2 fishes, really small. And he gives thanks, and he probably lifts it over his head. And he gives thanks to his Father for this little. And then all of a sudden, he begins passing it out to the disciples. Remember, he told the disciples, you give them something to eat. And so he has them sit down in companies of 50 and 100, and the men sat together, and that's how they counted the men, 5,000 men that sat all in one spot. And so they're all around Jesus, all these companies of people, and he just starts handing this stuff out to the disciples. He's just creating fish and bread in his hands. Well, who can do that? God. Only God can create. And he is just creating this stuff. Now, he used the 5 loaves and 2 fish, but how do you multiply that? You have to create. And I thought about this. I thought this was kind of interesting. 5 loaves and 2 fish, not enough. It's a little kid's kind of snack supper. So to really fill up the kid and to really fill up a person, maybe you have to have 10 loaves and 4 fish. And if you have 20,000 people and to really fill them up, you have to have 10 loaves and 4 fish, then that is 200,000 loaves and 80,000 fish that Jesus is just creating in his hands, handing it out over and over and over again. And the people are like, what's up with that? Little becomes much when you place it in the hands of Jesus. You know one of the reasons we don't do it? You know why we don't give the Lord and trust him with our all, with the all of our little? You know why we don't do that? One word, trust. Trust. We don't really trust him. When my father-in-law was in the hospital after a major stroke, and he had been in there for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and he finally came to, and we were able to talk to him. And I remember talking to my father-in-law, who's a pastor for 50 years, and I said, Gerald, I said, what is God trying to teach you through all of this? And he said, God is saying to me, will you trust me? Will you trust me? In any situation in life, that's the question. God says to you, will you trust me? Will you trust me with this sickness? Will you trust me with this problem? Will you trust me with this difficulty? Or will you not? And if you will trust him, let me tell you what he will do for you. You will be completely satisfied. Jesus handed out the food, and the scripture says they all ate, all the people, all 20,000, they all ate, and they were satisfied. It says in John that he took the loaves, and having given thanks, he distributed it to those who were seated, likewise also of the fish, and they ate as much as they wanted. You want any more? Who wants seconds? It's like ponchos. You just run up the flag. Hey, I'd like some more. Here it is. As much as you want. And they were all satisfied. They were full. They're like, man, we can't eat another bite, Lord. You will be satisfied if you obey the Lord. You'll be satisfied if you give your little to him.
You're listening to From His Heart today with Pastor Jeff Shreve. And the question to answer is this: are you hanging on to that little that you have, or are you giving it to the Lord? Well, there's more yet to come. Jeff returns in just a moment with more insight into the burning question we all face. Now, this month at From His Heart, we want to say thank you for your financial investment in this ministry by sending you a copy of the booklet from Pastor Jeff called When God Doesn't Make Sense. Because of the support of our listeners, we're able to bring these broadcasts to you each day. Pastor Jeff receives no income from this ministry. He's paid a salary by his church. He is our chief volunteer. And your help allows us to tell others about the hope that only exists through Jesus Christ. This booklet is just an example of that, because it'll help you and others understand how to make sense of a life that doesn't always add up for us. Again, the booklet, When God Doesn't Make Sense, is our thanks for your support of any amount to From His Heart this month. If you're able to support us with a gift of $35 or more, we'll also send you the CD series, It's All About Jesus, which includes today's lesson, The Hands of God. To make your gift, simply go online to fromhisheart.org or call 1-800-985-1530. 1-800-985-1530. You'll see these resources right on the homepage, and thank you for helping us to tell the truth about God's grace to a hurting and a lost world. Now, here again is the conclusion to this powerful message called In the Hands of God.
You will be satisfied if you obey the Lord. And not only will you be satisfied, but you'll be loaded down with blessings. And so they gathered up the fragments and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. 12 baskets. Somebody said, well, you know, 12 baskets, 12 disciples, each disciple got a basket. Maybe. I tend to think that the Lord gave all 12 baskets to the kid. Can you imagine he goes home that night? 12 baskets. He's got his buddies with a wheelbarrow with baskets, just baskets of fish and bread. His mother says, what'd you do? Did you rob a store? What happened? He tells her the whole story. This kid is just loaded down because you can't outgive God. You give God all of your little. You say, Lord, here, I don't have much talent, but I give it to you. What I have, I give to you. And Lord, when you tell me bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, I'm going to quit chiseling you and nickel and diming you. Lord, I'm bringing the whole tithe. I'm trusting you, and I'm going to do what you say, and I'm going to trust you with my little. And when you do that, God gives back to you. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they will pour into your lap. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. And you'll be loaded down with blessings. But listen, if you get yourself an eyedropper and you're going to dole out things to the Lord, one drop for you, one drop for me, one drop for you. And then, Lord, you should be really happy. I gave you 4 drops. That's how we do the Lord. God says, hey, trust me. Trust me with it all. And then after this whole miracle, it says in verse 14, when therefore the people saw the sign which he had performed, they said, this is of a truth the prophet who has come into the world. You might want to jot this scripture down, Deuteronomy 18, verse 15. Moses said there was a prophet that was going to come, that was going to do great and awesome things. And the people said, this is the prophet Moses told us about. This is the Christ. You make no mistake about it. Jesus Christ is God. And he has a heart for you. And he wants you to grow. And he wants you to trust him. He desires your all and deserves your all.
Are you ready to see God respond to you with spiritual blessings? And we invite you to trust him today with everything in your life, with everything that you are. Why? Because as Pastor Jeff has said so well today and all this month, it is all about Jesus. Today's message is called In the Hands of God, and it's one of 8 in this series called It's All About Jesus. And you can listen again to any of these messages that we've aired online so far at fromhisheart.org. You can also download the daily broadcast in MP3 format. The unedited 8 message series is available in CD this month as our thank you for your gift of $35 or more. And with that gift, we'll also send you Jeff's insightful booklet called When God Doesn't Make Sense. Just go online to fromhisheart.org for details. Or you can call 1-800-985-1530. 1-800-985-1530. Again, thank you so much for listening today. I'm Larry Nobles, and we trust that you'll find the From His Heart television broadcast that'll be seen this weekend all across America and around the world. Just go to fromhisheart.org to find the station in your area. And we invite you to join us again on Monday for the next lesson in this inspiring series, It's All About Jesus, with a lesson that will ask this very important question.
It's a good thing to test yourself. It's a good thing to honestly and soberly look in the mirror, in the mirror of God's word, and say, am I genuine? Am I true? Do I really and truly have a relationship with Jesus? Is it really all about Jesus for you? Are you true or are you false?
Join us on Friday, right here on From His Heart.
There is truth, there is truth, there is love.
This program is sponsored by From His Heart Ministries, the listener-supported outreach of Dr. Jeff Shreve, who believes that no matter how badly you may have messed up in life, God still loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to fromhisheart.org.